So here we don't even need to find the story. The Gemara tells you a story about our case. Here's our case. Now this happens all too often when people forget things. The Gemara has a case. You're eating around with a group of friends. Hani gimel tekrachi rifta b'hadi adadi. Three people are eating their bread together. V'kadim chad minayu. And one of them jumps the gun. Ubarach ledaite. What does that mean? Ubarach ledaite. He makes his own benching. Three people are eating. All of a sudden, one guy pulls out a bench. You're busy talking. And all of a sudden, he takes out his bench and starts benching. What the heck's the guy doing? You want to punch him. And then you're like, okay, we have a mizum. He's like, yeah, I already benched already. Hello? Ubarach ledaite. In a nafgin bezimun didei, iu lo nafik bezimun didayu. Says the Gemara, they could fulfill the mitzvah of zimun. He can't fulfill the mitzvah of zimun. So what does that mean? Is this guy who already benched participating in the zimun? Says the Gemara, he can't participate. Ufish ein zimun o mafreya. Because the order of zimun is first you do zimun, then you do benching. This guy botched it. He did benching first, then he's going to do zimun.
He can't answer to them?
Absolutely he can answer. And not only is he can he answer, he must answer. So the guy thought that he's escaping early, says the Gemara. He's stuck. And not only is he stuck, he's a dope. Because now we can't fulfill the mitzvah of Zimun Bichlal. Says Shulchan Aruch, to prove to you that this is not just, you know, Bava Mais. And to be honest, I think no one knows this halacha. Because a guy, it happens all the time. You're sitting around with three people. One guy says, oh, sorry, got to run. I benched already. You're like, what are you doing? We were sitting around eating. You can't just run and bench. And the guy's like, oh yeah, sorry, whoops, I forgot. Takes his stuff. And even if he did forget, he takes his bag and he leaves. You can very simply tell him, hello, it's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. You're stuck. Says Shulchan Aruch, Shlosh Sha'achu Kechad, three people are eating together, V'shachichu, and they forget, Ubirich kol echad la'atzmo, and everyone benches themselves. So three people, three bench by themselves, batal mam haziman. Then they're all losers, game over, they can't do anything else. Ve'en yichon lachzo l'zaman, I'm afraid. They can't bench again, they can't do ziman, they lost it. Skipping a few words, back to our issue. Avo im shachach echad mehem. If one of them forgets, ubirich, and he benches, hashnayim yichon l'zaman ha'shlishi. The two can still bench with that third guy. Now, keep in mind, he hasn't eaten anything since he benched again. He's just like a guy off the street. You can't have a guy off the street come and bench with you. No?
Well, he didn't leave the table.
Okay, what about if he leaves the table, Sean?
But I'm saying that.
Right, what about if he does? Good, that's going to be one of my questions.
If he left the table, you would feel that it's a total separation.
Okay. Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish. He says, Yecholin Wazamin Mashlishi. They could do Mikazim with the third one. Afal Bishakvar Birich. Even though he already benched, Yachalomer, he's able to say, Baruch She'achalnu Mishalo. That he ate from Makash Baruch, whatever, together. We ate together and from Makash Baruch's food, yeah. Ve'im Yotzim Yidechov Zeman. They could fulfill Zeman, but who ain't a Yotzi Yidei Zeman? Shein Zeman Lafreya. So it's pretty wild. Now, if he answered with another group, says the Ramah, you know, he doesn't like your table, he answers with the other table, then you're out. But it seems pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch that if this guy benches by himself, he still is obligated in Zimun. Now here's question number one. Is this if he does it on purpose or only if he does it by accident? What do you say? Why should there be any differences to Bar Halacha? Even though Shulchan Aruch uses the languages that he forgets to bench, why should there be, says the Bar Halacha, even if he does it, v'hua dinezid. And even if he does it, b'mezid. So a guy says, I am done. I don't do zimuns. Yeah, I don't do zimuns. It's not my thing. I'm leaving. I don't want to be wait here for you guys to finish up your schmoozing and stuff. I'm done. I bench. I leave. I make zimun. I bench. I leave. Whatever. I bench and I leave. You can't leave. The other two people could say, you're mechuyav, according to the law, to stay. Even though you accidentally or you're purposely benched, you are stuck there.
What about the guy who was, they bring the appetizer at a simcha. He has to leave, he benches, and there's two guys left at the table. But they want to stay till for the meal, you know, so he's...
They need that guy. Correct. Yeah, now that guy, he ain't allowed to leave. Now unless now we're gonna give another chabura. We're gonna give another chabura about when you're allowed to leave. There are extenuating circumstances which permit you to leave. Now, extenuating circumstances that not because you're a Democrat and the other two guys are Republicans at the table and you're not don't like the conversation. That's not an extenuating circumstance. And the fact that your wife's calling you outside, okay, is that extenuating circumstance? We'll turn off the tape and we'll answer that one. But we'll turn off the tape and then we'll answer that. But yeah, what is extenuating circumstance? You got to go to work. Okay, fine. Maybe that's extenuating circumstance.
You know that everyone's going to bench together at the end.
Oh, okay, so that's a different question. That's a good point. I'm assuming that you're only three at a table. You're three at a table. You're with two friends at a Matzah Shabbos Malava Malka that you go at your pizza store. You three. And you want to run. You want to go to bed. They want to schmooze for another hour. Okay, so they should, if they're nice, they'll let you do make a zimun and they'll answer you and then they'll bench later. But you don't do that. You just bench yourself. Says Shulchan Aruch, you're stuck there. You didn't accomplish anything.
Like, can't they draft somebody from another table to bench with
them? Could, but they could. Correct. If someone comes and wants to sit with them and sit and eat with them, then fine.
Maybe
but then
the Democrat wants to come.
I hear you. Maybe. It's possible.
So the guy who wants the appetizer, he's better off asking the other two.
Sure, correct. The guy who wants the appetizer wants to leave.
To answer.
Well, if he didn't wash... If you didn't wash, then that then you got a little problems because then he can't really then you're stuck because
he
can't. Let's assume all three washed.
He could ask.
If you want, correct, then they could answer.
Then
you're fine. They could answer him, and then you're totally no. Then they did Zeman. They'll bench by themselves afterwards, and then finish. Exactly. That would be a perfect situation. That would be kosher v'yosher. Oh, hold that thought for a second. That's an excellent. You're leading up to the climax of my shiur. It's a great. That's a great, great point.
Let's say,
yeah.
Let's say the first guy he forgets, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, "Oh, Rucka says you have to stay, right?"
Yeah.
The guy says, "No, I'm not staying," and he leaves.
Well, you can't tie him down.
No.
But yeah.
So let's say he leaves.
Yeah.
Can the other two still do Zeman, just the two of them?
Excellent question.
Or is it just because that third guy is still
so
there?
That's an excellent question that leads me into my question, my main question. Why? What's up with this? This guy's done. He benched, right? Guy number three, the wicked one, benched and says, the heck with all of you, I'm gone, yeah? You two are the losers who are sitting now at the table saying, well, you can't leave. Guy's like, yeah, I bench. So we're like, okay, well, let's make a Zimun now. He's like, well, I'll wait 20 seconds if you want to make a Zimun quickly, but I already benched. What am I supposed to do? I already benched. Right? I did it on purpose. I benched. Why are you allowed to make a Zimun? How is a guy allowed to say, Baruch She'achanu Mishlo, that I ate with you? He didn't eat with you anymore. He's finished benching.
Well, could it be the same type of thing, like if you start eating Shal Shudas at a certain time, but you go into after Shabbos, you're still saying Ritzei because you started your meal... It was there, and here you started your meal, and there was Zimun?
So answer number one is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which says very similar, not the dimyo, not the comparison of what you say, but I think the lumdus of what you're saying. Is that right now when you started the meal, did you have a Zimun?
Yes.
Was there a Zimun hanging over this table? Yes. So you could do a Zimun on this table. Just because this guy benched already, the two other ones still have a chi of Zimun. There's a Zimun on the table. This guy over here, the third guy, the wicked guy, he ain't getting anything from the Zimun, but he already created a Zimun by being over there. But I want to highlight in this option number one, we have two options. Option number one, he's not really chi of in Zimun anymore. He created a Zimun by being there at the beginning, but he's completely done. He only has to stay to help fulfill that Zimun that was created by his initial eating, but he's gaining zero from this. He doesn't even have an obligation anymore on him because he already benched.
Does he have to leave the room itself to be totally divorced? Because
I hear you. Hold that. Hold the thought how he breaks it. I hear you. I hear you.
You can't combine.
It's an excellent point. Hold the thought about how he breaks it. First, let's figure out how he does it first, and then we can figure out from how he does it how he breaks it. So, yeah.
So Baruch Shachar
Mishra
doesn't mean I eat together with you.
Oh, okay, good. Says answer number two. First answer is a Shulchan Aruch Harav. Second answer is more the Mishnah Brewer's way. I'll read you two lines of a Mishnah Brewer. Well, it's eight words. Listen to what he says. He says, how is this guy allowed to eat? He says, Da be'emes m'choyev b'zimun hu. Really, the guy's still chayiv in Zimun. It's like the weirdest situation in Judaism. I couldn't think of any other analog to this, where the guy's chayiv for something and he can't fulfill it. He's chayiv to do a zimun. Sh'achmi mon biyachad. Ewa she'eno takana. Mishum shekvar birich. He already benched. So he's stuck. He's obligated to stay for his own reason. Not to help other two people. He needs to do a zimun. He has to do the zimun. And guess what you get out of it? He could do it. He just gets nothing out of it. So he's like, his obligation is still binding on him, but he can't fulfill it. So that's why you got to stay. So there's two different versions of it.
Yeah,
give me an analog. I couldn't think of it.
You blow shofar for somebody and you already were yotzei, you're not getting anything out of it.
But you're not obligated there. We're not obligated there. Right? Here, this guy's obligated.
Because as long as he didn't...
I hear you. That's a Raven Zelda's. I hear. Then maybe that's a similar concept that he's helping them out. But I think that's more like Shalom's pshat. I think that's more the first pshat. The first pshat is that this guy's getting nothing for himself. He's only staying there to help the other two. The second pshat is he's benefiting. Not benefiting. He's obligated. And he's taking care of his obligation. He's not taking care of his obligation. He's got an obligation on him. That's why he has to stay. He just can't fulfill it. Now, what's the ramification? I'll give you a couple of ramifications. I was trying to figure this out. Some of these I made up myself, so take it or leave it.
He has two obligations.
Yeah.
One to the other two people.
Yeah.
And then one for himself.
I think that's the second shot. I think according to the Shalom's shot, the first shot, he's only got one obligation, to help other people. He's got no obligation on himself at all. And a practical ramification of this is that, I think, is how long does it work? And what happens if this guy goes out, let's say the guy leaves the room and comes back a half hour later, he's like, yeah, look, I just need to go move my car. I'll come back in 20 minutes. You know, that's why I benched. I had to leave. I need to move my car. I was going to get a ticket. I'll come back in 20 minutes. I'll answer to your Zeman. Does that work or not? So I don't know. If you hold that he's just helping out the other two people's obligation, then I think that works. He could come and go. He's not really relevant. He just needs to physically be there to answer. He's not really a player in this game. He just has to be there because he's one of the three. The second shot, though, says, no, it's his chiyuv also. He can't fulfill his chiyuv, but if you leave and now you come and leave and or time delay, this guy's now digested all his food. It's 72 minutes for him. The other guys are still eating. And I don't think he could combine. And that's a tremendous nafkamina about this guy. He just wants to leave for a few minutes. He says, I'll come back and help out your zimun. I just really need to go now. Can he combine or not? I think this is based on this machlokas. Now, what is the answer? I don't know the answer. I think Mishnah Berurah is the simplest pshat, and you would follow the easy read of the Mishnah Berurah, which says that this guy is chayiv in Zimun. If he's chayiv in Zimun, if he leaves, I don't know that he could come back. And number two, if he goes past 72 minutes of after he's eating, and even though the other two guys are still eating, I don't think he could combine anymore, even though he already benched and he's sitting there the whole time. Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom.
No, so that's extenuating circumstances.
You're talking about time now.
Fine, so no, but if a guy is going to the bathroom and he still has das to come back, then that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I don't know. Moving a car is a different story than going to the bathroom.
If you're going to get a $50 ticket,
But you're going outside the building. You're walking down the block. No, outside, that's a real shinoi makom.
Yeah, but you have a check, but you plan on coming back.
I hear you. I'm not sure. If you're just moving your car across the street. I hear you. Maybe that's a bad example. Just moving your car across the street, then maybe that's different.
So what's the difference between that and taking somebody from another table? It's the same thing.
You're saying you take someone from another table.
But this guy coming back, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but the guy at the other table is eating with you, I'm assuming. This guy... No, if he's not... No, he has to eat something by you. If you can't just take another guy from another table, if you can't... If you weren't eating with him... Yeah, okay, 1 second. That's a whole other chabura. I'm assuming... No, and we'll get to that chabura. How do you combine? When we have a breakfast afterwards and everyone's at all of his different tables, we've just been assuming you can make a zimun, and I haven't said anything. It's not so clear. We're allowed to do that. We have 10... Here, it's fine because it's all from the same bagel store. We're all... It's the shul's food that we're all eating. So there it was a little bit easier. But when you're at different tables at a restaurant, it's not so simple that works if everyone's paying separately like that. Fine. That's the halacha part. Now, it's totally fine. Now we need to get, you have to have something to say at Hanukkah. But it would be too weird, I thought, to go just from benching to Hanukkah. So we have a bridge. I'm going to ask you a question. It's pretty wild. I saw part of this in Reb Spiro's English book on benching, and part of this is from Reb Huttner's Pachad Yitzchak. Listen to this. This is great. There's a great connection, I must say. I don't know if it's the Vart, it's not my Vart, so I could say it's great. Yeah? Listen to this. In benching, there's something very weird. I never picked up on this. We have a whole bracha. The first bracha of benching is, Hazanis Olam, God feeds the world, Kulo Betuva with his kindness, Bechesed, Rachamim, Huno Seinu Echem, Lechol Basar, he gives bread to everyone, Tuvo gadol is greatness, is his kindness. Tamid v'chaser lanu, we're never missing anything. Blah 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 blah. You know what's not in the first parak of benching? Thank you. Not a word. We talk about God's greatness. Then all of a sudden, the second prayer is, oh yeah, no devilcha Hashem. Okay, no, yep. Oh, by the way, thanks for all your greatness. Doesn't make any sense. Should start off, benching should start off thanking God, right? You don't talk about all of his gods.
First,
you
don't thank God until you get to modem.
Okay,
you have
yeah.
All your requests and everything.
I hear you. No, well, what's that? The requests are there, but first is Gevura. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So maybe the same Vart is going to work. Okay, interesting. I didn't think about that. We could add it to my notes. That would be a third Vart. Okay. That's question number one. Why is benching, does it not start off with Hoda? Okay, good. Perfect. Point number two is we need to read Al Hanisim. In Al Hanisim, it says, right, Al Hanisim, Al Purim, Al Gros, etc. We talk that's equal by Pes, by Purim and by Hanukkah. Then in Purim, we go on and talk about Mordechai and Esther. There's this dude, Haman, who came and started attacking us. He wanted to destroy us, etc., etc. And then V'atah, with you and your great mercy, God, he fired this atzah, so you got rid of this plan, this kaltos, machshavta, you got rid of his thoughts. You nailed the guy. Dead. That's it. Okay? So Purim talks about Haman's death. Not a word about... Okay, not a word about symmetry, and also not a word about thanking God. Talk about God's greatness. I mean, even Shmoneh Esrei, but just to say, I want to eat some, just dinner. Okay, contrast, the contrast.
That's why it's a
modem. Okay, 1 second, the contrast. Fine, fair point, the contrast. The contrast is, read Hanukkah. In the days of Matisseh ben Yochanan, so again, the Goyim started to attack us. This was the Mechukei Ritzonecha, V'atah Baracha Mecha Rabim, same Lashon, similar to Purim. You and your Baracha Mecha Rabim, you got rid of all the decrees, the Timei Satar, Rasham Biad Sadikim, Zedim, Medoski, Sarzeka, blah, 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 blah. The Acher Kach, and at the end, we won. Bo Banecha Lidvir Beisecho, Fino Sechalecha, Vatiris Mitzvah Shecha, Vidmikuners with Chatzos, Kachecha, Vakavu Shmones Mechanaka Elu, period. That's what it should be. Just like Haman died, dead, we went in the menorah in the Beis Hamidrash, done. Yet by Hanukkah we add in four more words. No? Lahodos. Lahawel. Lashem Chalon. That's a pretty stark akasha. Rav Huttner asked this question. How come by Purim we don't end with thanking God, but by Hanukkah we do? Notice it's a pretty good connection to benching and Hanukkah. Both of them, you have the same question. One, sometimes you thank God. By benching, it's you thank God in the second paragraph, not the first paragraph. And by Awanisim, you only thank God by Hanukkah, or not by Purim. No? Anyone?
Maybe Hanukkah was a spiritual
thing. Oh, excellent. You're on the right path. So Rav Huttner says, there's something beautiful. What does the word lahodos mean? Lahodos. One meaning, good. No, dafyomi, when else is hoda used? Hoda could also mean one other word.
Admit.
Hoda, hoda's baldin is when a litigant admits to something. And he admits that he did something wrong. I killed the person. I borrowed the money. Hoda's baldin is when a litigant admits. So the word hoda has two meanings. It means to admit, and it means to think. Fine. With that in mind, that highlights that Hodah is not simply just thanking God. So by benching, how can you admit that God, how can you thank God and admit something until you actually say what God does? So the first paragraph of benching talks all about how God runs the world. Now you want to apply it to Shmoneh Esrei, we can even apply it to Shmoneh Esrei. First you have to say how great God is, his gvuraso. So we spend the first part, now why are there all these bakushas in the middle? That's a separate discussion. But what are you thanking him for? And because you got to admit, it's not only a thanking, it's an admitting, oh God, you're right. Wow, God, we're so subservient to you. Why? Because you're so great. Or you are mezan the whole entire world. So first we got to thank God for being so amazing. At first, we need to admit how God, great God is, and only afterwards do we thank Him. Now apply it to Chanukah and Purim. So by Purim, it's very easy to see God. It's nothing to admit. It was simply a war. They tried to kill us, and like every other anti-Semitism that exists out there, they tried to kill us, and sometimes, unfortunately, they succeed, and sometimes we beat them and are successful. But by Chanukah, it was a spiritual attack. It was the first time in Jewish history where there was anti-Semitism solely to try to convert us. It's pre the Crusades. It's pre everything like that. Where else in Klal Yisrael do we ever have that they wanted to really convert us? They want us to be Hellenistic and be into our bodies and etc. And secular things. So because of that, to simply acknowledge that God defeated them would not do justice. We need to admit that what? God runs the world. And that Judaism is the right religion. So first we have to do a hodah and admit it in Alanisim, something which we don't need to do by Purim. So therefore in Alanisim we admit, God, you run the world. And therefore we add in that line of Lahodos, because in order to celebrate Chanukah, and here's the takeaway, in order to celebrate Chanukah, you got to admit that God runs the world and that Torah runs supreme. And I got to go on one rant, yeah? I don't usually like to do rants, and I usually don't like to get into Ashkafa because that's not my thing. My only thing is Halacha, but I'll tell you, and I'll do it on the record, yeah? The most ridiculous thing, and I'm sorry if you're a big fan of this, but I'm going to go against it. They're lighting Chanukah menorah at Sunday night football. You got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm sorry. Like, look, you want to watch football? Watch football. You're not going to be in the base medish. Better you watch football than watch some other things. Fine. I'm not anti-football. And in fact, you're going to go play football. It's kishmak. But to light a menorah by football kind of like defeats the exact opposite lesson of Lahodos. That's the whole point. The whole point of Lahodos is that we're not Hellenistic. We play football games, we watch football games, so we're working on ourselves. Halavai, we should be in the base medrash all day. We know we should. Okay, we're working on ourselves. But to now go and give football a menorah, I think is the exact opposite lesson of Lahodos. The whole idea, Rav Wunder's whole vart is Lahodos, is in order to light the menorah, in order to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to acknowledge that football is not equal to the menorah, and that they're different planes, and the Yavanim wanted us to play football. We've overcome that. Yes, sometimes we watch football, that's fine, but we also understand, and we ain't equating the New York Giants and the Jets to the menorah. So I think that's the whole vart of Lahodos, that what we should think when we light the menorah tonight, that yes, there is things that we do in life. Some are not as important as Lahodos, but the lesson of Lahodos, the lesson of Chanukah, the lesson of benching, the lesson, as you guys point out, of Shmon Esrei as well, is that first we need to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supremacy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules is what we follow, and then you could be Lahodos, because it's an admittance, and then it's a hodah.
What would be the difference? Times Square, Main Street.
So that's different. So I knew you were going to ask that. That's a great question. That's a public display of Pursumei Nisa. And I'm fine with that. That's fine. But, and I'm even in politicians. So you do it for if there's no Ava, there's no hatred in the nation. We think it's a golden Medina, which has been very nice. But a football game, come on. That's, yes, it's a public lighting, but that's something which you're gathering for something which is antithetical to our Torah values. It's not wrong, it's not usser, but it's just not something which highlights our Chanukah menorah. Yeah.
Yeah. Purim is actually worse than Chanukah because Purim is related. I might want to kill all the Jews.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about. My part is not worse or better. It's just
It changes the whole. I would think there would be more outdoors that he saves our lives.
I hear you.
Why is that worse?
Because we're
but I don't think it's a Vardin worse. Let me clarify. It's not a Vardin worse or better. It's a Vardin like what your mentality is. Purim, you don't need to think. Purim is not a thinking about God. It's like they tried to kill us. Right, and we understood. You put a gun to your head and you get saved. Any idiot knows to thank God for that. I mean, Chanukah, it's much more deep. It's not necessarily better or worse. It's deeper. It's a more of an intellectual thought. That like, and that's why it's so upsetting. I wouldn't even mind if they gave out... if they gave out Megillas at a football game. It doesn't bother me so much. Or you, or what else? I don't know. You give out Shalach Manos. The Giants are decided they're giving out Shalach Manos. I mean, it's the wrong season. Okay, whatever. But give me. What is this? Give me. Well, what is it? Yankee game. Yeah. So a Yankee game where at spring training they'll give out Shalach Manos. I'm not even so opposed to that because there it's not fundamental to Purim. The whole idea of L'Hodos of Chanukah is that you're trying to admit that this is what we're focused on and not that. So I don't know. Take it or leave it. I was shocked that like all the JTA and all these news publications are lauding like this. Wow, it's the first time the Chanukah menorah, a Nebuch for thousands of years, someone had idea not to light a menorah at a giant game. And now for the first time it's going to be lit.
Really know what Chanukah is about. Most of the time,